Thad, Jammer.
Yeah, honey?
I hear that you got yourself an uncle with a circus that sticks his right hand in the ferocious lion's cage. Is that right?
Yes, sir, that's right.
Well, tell me, what do they call that uncle?
Lefty.
Just a melody, hope and harmony. Music that will cheer when you're lonely.
A great big hello to you neighbors from the makers of that friendly laxative Black Draught and Guard Your Wife for Women, who invite you to join us for Southland Echoes, starring the Homeland Harmony Quartet, the Jones Sisters, and your old favorites, Jam Up and Honey.
Listen while we sing, happy the tributes let us bring, by singing Homeland Harmony.
And here's the quartet offering some pretty sound advice. Right will always win.
Onward, all you men of Zion, Zion, follow Judah's mighty lion, lion. From his power telling, keep his praises swelling down.
Down with sin, yes, dead and sinful.
Mighty arms of love, hold up, hold you. Grace and power shall enfold, enfold you. Onward up forever, joy shall crown endeavor.
Right will always win. Right with all your legions of the mighty Lord.
Yes, the right
onward for his glory. Onward to
revive his
wounds and veins shall save you.
Love divine will keep you free.
Shall try your power, sin your soul shall surely try your pride and sing the story.
Wane
the way within.
Yes, the right
to God the glory. Warn him of the
sin. Ever in his cause delighting. Carry on the fighting. Right will always win.
Come with all your legions of the mighty Lord.
Come
with for his glory. Come with to revive
for
storms and veins to sweep you.
Love divine will keep you.
Praise you to your power. Sing your soul shall surely try your pride and sing the story.
Win
the way within.
Yes, the right
to God the glory.
Win
him of the
sin. Ever in his cold delighting. Carry on the fighting. Right will always win.
Friends, have you ever watched a pair of acrobats perform in a circus? When one of them somersaults through the air, his partner must be ready to catch him with split-second accuracy. That's real teamwork. And it's teamwork that has made Black Draught, or Black Draft, as some folks call it, a best-selling laxative with four generations. Here's what we mean. Senna is the active ingredient of Black Draught, but it's not the only ingredient. Black Draught contains other botanical substances. And when all of these ingredients get together and work as a team, then and only then do you have Black Draught. Take any one of these ingredients by itself, and you couldn't expect Black Draught's results. Black Draught costs only a penny or less a dose. So whenever the need of a laxative has you feeling headachy and logy, get the real thing. For children, there's pleasant-tasting syrup of Black Draught. Whether you say Black Draught or Black Draft, in time of need, it's a friend indeed. And now here they are, Jam Up and Honey.
Ah, oh, honey, I'm just so happy. In fact, I'm double happy. Yeah, Mac, the fact is, I'm triple happy, just tell you the truth.
Don't you come around, don't be coming around me telling me how happy you
are. Well, I'm is happy.
Yeah, don't mess with me. I'm going to hit you so hard on your head, I'll break both your ankles.
Now, wait a minute. Now, what is I'm done? Tell me something. Don't hold back on me like this. What is I'm done?
About that old horse you done sold me. That's what you done.
Well, now, what about him? I explained all about that to you, didn't I?
No, you ain't told me nothing excepting $50, please.
Now, wait a minute. Just hold on a minute. That horse just had one bad habit.
One? Brother, that horse had lots of bad habits, and Simps wasn't one of them, I'll tell you that.
No, he just had one bad habit, one weakness.
Yeah.
And that is sitting on taters.
What do you mean, sitting on taters?
Well, here's the deal.
Give it to me.
It's powerful silly, but that's what I got here. He say he would go down the road, and if he see the tater patch, he'd run over and sit on them taters.
Sit on the taters.
Now, ain't that silly?
See, is that what he say that?
No matter where it be, if he see a tater patch, he'd run over there and sit on them taters. He just couldn't help it. Them taters are invisible to him.
Huh? Yeah. Well, let me tell you something. What happened this morning, that horse?
What happened to the house?
I was going over a bridge with him, and he jumped right smack dab off of that bridge into the river.
Oh, I forgot to tell you that. That's something else.
Yeah,
he sets on fish, too. See, he can smell them fish, and he run over and set on them.
Oh, me, if this ain't a mess.
Man, that horse could run a mile in 1 minute if it wasn't for just only one thing.
What's that?
The distance is just too long for the shortness of the time. That's all.
And another thing, the horse is blind, too.
Now, what make you want to say that, honey?
There we was. I was driving that horse down the street today, and he run right smack dab in a building. That show he's blind.
Oh, no, he ain't blind. He just don't give a dog. Now, you spread back out the way there, because here come the little Jones sisters up here. They're going to sing a tune for us. His title list is My Little Yo-Ho Lady.
Yo-ho-lay, yo-ho-lay, oh, yo-ho-lay. Yo-ho-lay, yo-ho-lay, oh, yo-ho-lay. My little yo-ho-lay, I'll sing you a song while the moon's hanging low. My little yo-ho-lay, in the beautiful Yo-Ho Valley. I'm longing tonight, once again, to roam in the beautiful valley I could always call home. There's one I adore, and I'm longing to see in the beautiful Yo-Ho Valley. My little Yo-Ho Valley, I'll sing you a song while the moon's hanging low. My little Yo-Ho Valley, in the beautiful Yo-Ho Valley.
And now, ladies, here she is, your very good friend, Miss Martha Johnson.
Dear friends, this is Martha Johnson. Let's listen to this conversation.
Alice, Martha Johnson's new book, entitled Hints for Women, is one of the most helpful things I've read in years.
Yes, Jane, everybody's talking about the sound advice it gives women and how card you I may be of help during that middle age period. I think I'll write for my copy, especially since it doesn't cost anything.
Yes, ladies, my book entitled Hints for Women doesn't cost a nickel. And we women might as well admit it. We can't dodge those middle-age discomforts, but we can meet their challenge with less worry. In your copy of Hints for Women, you'll learn how the Cardiwai plan may be a real aid in helping to build up needed resistance. So write today for your copy of Hints for Women. Just print your name and address on a postcard and mail it to Martha Johnson, care of this station. And by the way, Hints for Women is full of sound advice for teenage girls and expectant mothers, too. Send for your copy today. And remember, never accept a substitute for Cardiwai.
Yes, sir, and here's those two fine little ladies from the hills of West Virginia, the Jones sisters, singing that tune at the Old Barn Dance.
At the Old Barn Dance, I remember long ago, when we met round the old cider mill. At the Old Barn Dance, we would swing and do-si-do to the strains of an old-time quadrille. All the years have passed away, it seems only yesterday that you showed my heart the way to romance. And I bless each hour for the sweet and fading flower that I met at the Old Barn Dance. Long, long ago, do you remember? In sweet September, neath stars up above, under a harvest moon we found romance. Cross at the Old Barn Dance, we two fell in love. At the Old Barn Dance, I remember long ago, when we met round the old cider mill. At the Old Barn Dance, we would swing and do-si-do to the strains of an old-time quadrille. All the years have passed away, it seems only yesterday that you showed my heart the way to romance. And I bless each hour for the sweet and fading flower that I met at the Old Barn Dance.
say, honey, what is that package you got under your arm there?
Oh, this year, the bottle of bath salts I bought from a gal, and she making me take them back to the store.
Well, now, I thought the good sisters liked them high-smelling bath salts.
Yeah.
How come she wants you to take it back to the store?
Because she said that there ain't nothing definite about these here bath salts.
Nothing definite, huh?
No, they ain't got no direction saying whether to take them before or after the bath.
Man, you sure have trouble trying to find a present for your gal that she likes, don't you?
Yeah, that's the hardest woman to please I've ever seen.
Yeah, she must is. I know the other day you got her a nice big bottle of perfume, and she didn't like that neither.
Oh, yeah, she was displeased with that, displeasing, so that is till we had a terrible argument about that perfume.
Well, that's what I say. I done read a little piece of poetry here about that perfume that you got for your girl. You want to hear it, son?
No, I don't believe I do.
All right, then I'll read it to you. I say here, I say, the bottle of perfume that honey sent was highly displeasing to Millie sent. Her thanks, they were oh so cold. They quarreled and fussed, so I'm told, over the silly scent, honey scent, Millie scent.
You know, parents, every now and then a radio announcer has the solution to an important problem. Just take this one, for example.
Jane, I'm at my wit's end. I just can't get our son to take a laxative.
I know exactly what you mean. I have the same trouble with our youngsters.
Now, if you two ladies will listen for just a minute, I may have the solution to your problem. Next time your youngster needs a laxative, give him one that has been made especially with the needs of children in mind. Syrup of Black Draught, or syrup of black draft, as some say. Syrup of Black Draught has a spicy, pleasant taste, which your child will probably like, and should help eliminate many of those unpleasant scenes that often occur when he has to take a laxative. Syrup of Black Draught has won the approval of thousands and thousands of satisfied parents down through the years because it is usually gentle and dependable when directions are followed. It is made by the same fine company which makes reliable Old Black Draught, the friendly laxative you have known for so long. For your child's sake, get a bottle of Syrup of Black Draught today. Let's listen now as the quartet sings, I've Changed My Mind.
Once I was a sinner in darkness all alone. My soul was in despair, my sin depraved. But a light fell round me, as bright as noonday sun. The love of Jesus sought me, and now I'm saved.
I've changed my mind,
about God and sin.
God and sin.
I've changed my mind, let Jesus in. Now I'm rejoicing, contented, from evil, repented. Oh, yes, I've changed my mind, and now I'm saved. Satan now behind me, forever I'll be free. The road to heaven for me has been paid. Such a price was given, atoning blood redeemed. The love of Jesus sought me, and now I'm saved.
I've changed my mind about God and sin.
Let Jesus in. Now I'm rejoicing, contented, from evil, repented. Oh yes, I've changed my mind, and